2008.
The best new releases of the week
on Triple J.
Richard Kingsmore with you. Okay, Kelly Stoltz, American singer-songwriter, is back here for his third Australian tour. Coincides with the release of his fourth album, Circular Sounds. Kelly Stoltz has been on this show before and he's been in at Triple J, and he's a wonderful singer-songwriter. Started in a very lo-fi way, recording stuff at home. He still records at home, but as he says, he knows where to put the microphones now, so his recordings have got a little bit more hi-fi as he's gone along. Each time he comes to the country to tour, Kelly Stoltz picks up local musicians along the way. He's got with him this time members of Eddie Current's Suppression Ring and also the Stabs to help him out in playing his music on stages. And so when I spoke to him this week, I wanted to find out, given that he's played with both American and Australian musicians, is there any difference between the two?
You know, it's interesting. A friend and I were having that discussion because a friend of mine who plays with me at home, you know, and back in San Francisco, and we were sitting chatting, and I had done a show that night, and the Eddie Current Suppression Ring had come over to the U.S. to do a tour, and Mikey, of course, is a guitar player in that band, and he plays guitar with me here. So, you know, and we were trying to figure out why that is, and now my friend had a lot to drink and is a particularly philosophical fellow, but he said, the Australians play with a certain zest and joy because they don't have the weight of slavery on them. Now, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You know, my politics, you know, I haven't done enough research to know, and I'm sure that could be a comment that could offend some degree of person who's been enslaved in this country, but at least the, I think he was just referring to the kind of the joy and the happiness that a lot of musicians have in just playing here, and that could be something, you know, that came from the Easy Beats on to the AC/DC and all the people in between, but, I don't know if it's a direct relation to the blues, you know, but I do feel that, like, American musicians might have some kind of a weight that is a subconscious thing related to, you know, the history of where their music has really come from, which was often kind of a painful place. And it seems like the Australian take is it's a step removed from that, maybe in the way that the British stuff was. I don't know. It definitely sounded interesting at 3 a.m. with a bottle of wine when we were in deep discussion about how good the band was that night and how well they played. So,
anyway, this new album as well, what about the way that you play? Because I listened to this record, and obviously, you know, the 60s and the 70s has been a prime influence on you growing up and listening to music.
Right.
There's a certain rhythm there that reminds me, obviously, of the way that Lou Reed used to play with the Velvet Underground and those sort of staccato rhythms.
Mm.
Do you hear it that way as well?
I don't know that I hear it so much. It's just when I pick up a guitar, it's how, you know, it's just the way I strum. It's kind of like if you're talking into a microphone, you don't maybe analyze your voice. It's just that's how you speak, you know.
Have you tried screwing it up a little bit when you do pick up the guitar to try to write a new song?
Well, I do try to think sometimes that, you know, I've done that strum pattern before, you know, countless times on the chorus, and that's maybe that's the obvious double time and strum in this part of a song. And maybe the obvious thing to do to sort of maybe try and think of something different. And I was intrigued by reading, when I read in that Bob Dylan book, that was probably, what was it, Chronicles, his biography thing that he wrote recently. And there was this chapter devoted that was often, you know, torn apart in the book press and in the reader press, as this is going to have no interest to anybody who's not a musician. But he just talked for pages and pages about how he discovered a new strumming technique, you know, and that for him was, it made everything interesting again, and like he started to apply this thing to all his old songs and all his new songs, and it really just like, it was like he opened this new door at this stage in his life where he figured he'd seen it all, you know. So,
and what stage of his career did he come across this?
I think this could have been when he just decided, you know, I want to tour all the time, and he told his manager, I want to tour, and I don't care, put me at the county fairs, put me anywhere. And so this would have been late 80s going into the early 90s, and I think out of that is when you know, Love and Theft and Time Out of Mind and all those things have come along, and that's based on kind of this creative resurgence that he felt just by discovering kind of a new and fairly complicated way of strumming, you know, and of, it's a timing thing, and it's doing it not in the one and the two, but on kind of on the three, you know, or something like that. And even reading it with some vague knowledge of what he's talking about, I don't know if I understand exactly what he means, but...
But did it inspire you to maybe come up with a pattern that was a little different for you?
Oh, I don't know. But I did, you know, I did think about it, and I gave a strum on it on the guitar, you know. So, yeah, it did probably affected me somewhere. I may have to wait till I'm 60 for it to really kick in, I think.
Well, and as you said, it's pretty much hard to break what is nature and what is, you know, the soul of what you do when you create music as a musician.
Yeah.
It's kind of going against the nature of what you actually are meant to do.
That's the nice thing about Bob is he just goes for that every, you know, often. And it seems like he goes against nature when he could easily do one thing, but he's always treading up water, you know. That's a pretty neat thing about him.
On Triple J, that's Kelly Stoltz of new album Circular Sounds, and I'm speaking with Kelly Stoltz tonight on 2008. I just want to wrap up the interview by talking about a couple of things. We'll get to the track Your Reverie in just a moment, which is the track that we've been focusing on the most off this new record. But I noticed in the thank you credits a long list of people that you've thanked, a lot of family members and friends, but I noticed the Dukes of Stratosphere about halfway down the list. Now, being an old XTC fan, that was the pseudonym that they used at one point in their career to do a whole bunch of psychedelic releases.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same Dukes of Stratosphere?
You sure are.
Why'd you thank them?
Well, just because I love them.
Right, okay.
And I really love the Dukes of Stratosphere. And, you know, one of the sad things of my life was not being old enough to A, see XTC ever, and B, that Andy, you know, wasn't it able to do the shows and to play live shows much.
Anyone who doesn't know the history of XTC, Andy Partridge, the main guy, just was so nervous he couldn't get up on stage after a certain point.
Yeah, I think it was like 1982. He just walked off stage in San Diego and never really did a tour ever. And so, you know, they were a real... They are still a favorite band of mine, and Skylarking remains kind of just a masterpiece record to me. And that whole period that they were doing that and the Dukes of Stratosphere records, which was their psychedelic alter ego, where they kind of got to have fun pretending to be the Yardbirds and the Small Faces and Blossom Toes and all those bands that they obviously grew up loving, you know. So I just wanted to say thanks to them because it inspired me as a 14-year-old kid to check into those bands, and Farfisa and Tremolo became, you know, embedded in my DNA thanks to those records. And the reality is, Your Reverie, I wrote that song basically as kind of it was directly inspired by a song called My Love Explodes. It's a Dukes of Stratosphere song, and I even nicked half of a lyric from it. So
is that right? Which lines?
Well, My Love Explodes starts off with something about my love explodes all over the world for you. You know, and I had that actually the entire lyric in Your Reverie as the first lyric of the song when I was writing it, and it was kind of basically to be my touchstone about here's the melody, this is the kind of feel that this lyric and song should have. And then it came to mixing day and that lyric was still in there, and I was like, oh geez, I gotta take this out. I had the whole rest of the song worked out, but that first line I didn't have, so I jumbled around a few words, but it's still very similar. So that was my reaching out to Sir John Johns and E.I. Owen and the other the Red Curtain and the guys in the Dukes of Stratosphere that this was done in homage. And
fantastic. Listen, enjoy your stay once again, Kelly, in Australia. It's good to have you back. Congratulations on another great record. There's lots of great tracks here, but we will hear Your Reverie from it right now. And cool. All the best. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Richard. Nice chatting again.